Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we're your podcast personal trainers for today.
Tuesday.
The 19th of January.
It's Tuesday. Today's inventory.
Oh, tragic for you.
Yeah, it's going to suck.
Today for me is Pilates. Nice. Very exciting. Teach my reformer class. The funny thing is, like, I have a Tuesday, Thursday beginner reformer class. And so the way we do it at my club is that they have to go through a four-week camp.
This is a good little subject because we're going to be talking about classes today. So
right.
good little intro. Continue.
So they have to go through a four-week camp before they can enter into the regular population. The reason being is that Pilates has a lot of moving parts. The reformer has a lot of different ways you can use it.
There's almost some safety things that I feel
safety
like...
Safety things.
Have you ever seen that video on YouTube where the guy's on... I think it's a reformer.
Oh.
And he, like, literally sandwiches his body because he's dumb.
Right. Well, no, it's not because he's dumb. It's a crappy reformer.
Oh, okay.
They have reformers that fold in the middle so that you can store it really easy. But that's for personal use, not commercial use. And I would never buy one of those personally.
Okay.
I think it's a crappy reformer.
I never understood. Okay, can you explain this to me? Why is there commercial products and personal products?
Because like a personal product doesn't have the longevity of a commercial product. Does that make sense?
So why wouldn't you want to just always buy a commercial product?
Because it's a lot more expensive, and unless you're using it 90% of the day, because like the reason a commercial product exists is because they expect it to be used 9 hours out of the day,
okay.
while a personal one is used 1 hour out of every other day or whatever
okay.
it is. So the belts aren't as sturdy. You know, I mean, not like they're not great, but they're just not.
They're made for the hour a day instead of the 5 hours.
Exactly.
Okay. That
exactly.
makes sense.
So in this class, I feel that I have to teach them the basics first.
That makes sense.
I mean, like they like
a good foundation.
In boxing, you're not going to get them on the heavy bag without teaching them how to wrap their wrists.
Correct.
You're not going to teach them a heavy bag without teaching them how to shadow box.
You're not going to teach somebody how to lift without how to grab the bar and
et cetera, et cetera.
Safety and all that stuff. So.
I mean, it's not even safety. It's like in a intermediate to advanced class, I don't want someone new coming in and I have to teach them all the exercises.
Yeah.
I want them familiar enough with the movements that they can move on from there. But my class is saying, oh, we want it harder, we want it harder. I'm like, hold on. Like, one, Pilates isn't about getting hard, and it's not about getting sore the next day.
Yeah.
Like, if you're sore from Pilates the next day, you did something wrong.
Okay.
Like, you were working too hard. But also, like, you need to know, like, the essential stuff so you get your body moving right before you can actually, like, there's some stuff we do with our legs over our head, right?
Yeah.
And that, I mean,
is awkward.
One is awkward, and two, if you do it wrong, you can break your neck. I mean, you're supposed to support on your shoulders, not on your neck, obviously. But,
yeah.
I mean, if you don't learn the basics first, then you can't get the advanced work.
Yes.
So, I had a couple of people ask me, like, we need more core, we need more core. I'm like, we'll get more to more core, but you have to understand, like, when we're doing arms, you should be working your core too. Like, I'm telling you, activate your core, draw in, use your muscles to support yourself while you work your arms. Like, that's the point, is to work your core while you're working your arm.
Okay.
And while you're doing everything else, is your core still working?
It's kind of a, you have to walk before you can run.
You're right. And it's learning that your core is working the whole time during this workout.
That's the funniest thing, is that people don't realize that when you're doing, not even Pilates, but if you're doing, you know, lat pull down or chest press or any of those workouts, your core, if you tighten it, you're working it.
Absolutely.
And that's, I know that this is a kind of a weird person in general, because I haven't heard from her in a while. No. The Jackie Warner. From Workout, she, the girl, she had a Bravo show called Workout. She was the head trainer. She was kind of just, I liked the show. She was kind of too intense for me, and I fully didn't agree with everything that she said.
She was kind of a Jillian Michaels-esque.
Yeah, just intense.
Yeah, and then we talked to one of the trainers on the show, and he was like, yeah, half the show is fake.
Yeah, half the show is fake. Greg Plitt was...
Did I tell you that one of my friends worked out at the gym?
Oh, really?
And I guess half the time, the gym is not... It's like, they make it look like the gym is only for the TV show, but most of the time, the gym is for regular clients.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. But so, yeah, it just seemed all fake and whatnot. But her thing was, is that she had... I'm a girl. I'm not a huge fan of the six-pack.
Right.
But she had literally a six-pack, and she says, I've never done crunches. I don't fully believe that she's never done a crunch, but that's besides the point. But it's because she times her core when she does all of her exercises.
Absolutely. When you're doing a push-up, you're working your abs. When you're doing overhead press, working your abs. So.
But yeah, that was a fun thing.
Yeah. So today we're talking about... we decided to take the outlier classes, the classes you might see on your group exercise schedule that you say, I'm not exactly sure what the hell that might be.
What is this?
Right. So, and what spurred this is...
I went to dinner with a couple that I am friends with, and me and my girlfriend, we double dated, and we're sitting there...
I don't get to go on those, because I don't have a girlfriend.
Sorry about that.
No, no, it's my fault.
Yeah, so... Well, I'm sorry that you don't have a girlfriend. Next time I'll invite you. I don't know.
No.
But so we're sitting
there. I'll go pick up a escort.
Oh, great.
Or I'll call my mommy. One of the two.
That's awkward. So we're sitting there, and this girl, I'm not going to use her name because there's kind of private things that are involved.
Let's
in
just
this.
Call her Sarah.
I like that. We'll call her Sarah. So Sarah's sitting there, and she was talking about that she wants to start taking this class. A little bit of backstory on Sarah is that she's married to this guy, and sexually, she's not really
open.
She's not open's a good word. Open. She's not very comfortable with it.
Let's just say she was a prude.
No, I wouldn't even go that far. It's just she's not. She grew up in a family that it, you know, she was a virgin up till marriage, and just was very conservative and not
right.
It's not something that she enjoys, not so much enjoys, she enjoys it, but it's not a priority kind of a thing for her. And her husband is super nice about it and understands, kind of jokes about it a little bit. It's like, as long as I get mine, you know, kind of a, it's odd, but funny.
That's creepy.
So she wanted, she saw that there's these stripper classes.
Stripper aerobics.
And it...
Question.
Yes.
Stripper pole or stripper aerobics? Because there's
stripper
difference.
Pole.
There's two. There's stripper aerobics, yes. And then there's stripper pole.
There's stripper pole. Okay. The stripper pole is the one that she wants to take, and it was so not her. Like when she was like, "Tyler, what do you think of these stripper classes?" And I was like, "What do you mean stripper?" She's like, "I saw that there's these classes where there's a pole and they'll teach you how to strip, and it's supposed to be really good cardio and da 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 and all this stuff." And I was like, "Well." That sounds great. I was like, that's, what do you, like, I was trying to get, like, what do you want out of this?
Right, because she's in pretty good shape. Well, at least she has a good figure.
She has a good figure. She just has that awesome metabolism is really what it
good
comes
genetics.
Out to. Yeah, very good genetics. And I was asking her, why do you want to do this class? Because she doesn't need to lose weight. If anything, she just needs to gain muscle and tighten up was basically what. And she's like, well, I just really just want to get more comfortable. And I was like, what do you mean comfortable? And she's like, I just want to get more comfortable in my body. And I figured doing something sexual in just front of women, it will give me, I'll get more comfortable for my husband, but I'm not doing anything with the women.
Right.
But then I can maybe take the things that I learned in this class and bring it home. And it was just kind of, and it was kind of like it hit like a bunch of things for her. It was like physically she was going to get a workout, tying up and do all that stuff. It was going to help her mentally get over her fear of like sexual stuff and just kind of, because she was trying to get my girlfriend to take it with her. She was like, I just want somebody to do it with her. Oh yeah, I was like all for it.
Right.
But it's like a $400 class because it's a private entity that
does
it.
Yeah, whatever.
I was like, I'll pay for half.
You know that the gym I used to work at, Spectrum, they had stripper poles and they used to do classes, but they discontinued them for some reason. Because I think the poles were taking up too much space.
Yeah.
So I think by the end, like by the time I was leaving, they were talking about putting them in the Pilates room. So they could do Pilates pole.
Yeah, it was just one of those fun things where I was just like, wow, I never thought of the concept of taking a class and it also being mental. And helping you in an everyday life instead of just the physical entity.
Right.
What
I just almost fell.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't.
No, it's okay.
You had this look like you had a story or something you were going to say, but no. It was just very fascinating to me. So I was like, wow, the stripper class, I always just kind of took it as that weird gimmick.
Right.
And I was like, whatever.
But if you look at strippers, they're in shape because they work out and throw up 90% of their day.
But
maybe it's the cocaine.
Don't know. One or the other. So it was just kind of an interesting concept. I was like, wow, I never looked at a
To clarify, class. I know a lot of really nice strippers. I don't go to strip clubs.
But being a personal trainer, you meet a lot of
strippers.
Especially in Los Angeles. You had like adult porn stars and strippers.
I had a guy who
made
adult toys. I had someone whose husband ran adult film industry thing. I had trained with strippers. I trained with porn stars. Like, you name it. I've worked with them. And they're great people.
They're nice people. It's just an odd concept, but that's fine.
Right.
So I just was like, oh, wow, that is fascinating. And I just kind of like the concept that she found something that was going to help her.
Right.
And she was really, like, excited to do it. And as it was kind of that I was the final line for her. Like, once I okayed it to be something okay for her to do,
right,
she was going to then do it.
Nice.
Which I kind of like, too, that it's just nice when people ask me for my opinion on those kind of things. But if I was to be like, that's going to do nothing for you physically, then I don't think she would have done it. But I think it will be perfectly fine for her. Because I don't think she's that girl that needs to do much.
Right.
But just doing something, let alone, I think it's going to help her mentally so much more than even physically.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of cool. A really kind of a nice thing. And in that, I was thinking about like yoga is kind of that other thing that the one time I took a yoga class, I was super zenned out. That's kind of cliche, but I was just so much more mellower. I was focused that day. It just helped me also mentally more than...
That's kind of an interesting idea to, instead of look for classes that are going to get you where you want to be physically, go for where you want to be mentally. So if you want to be comfortable out
in
on a Saturday night,
like that,
you can go take a Zumba class, you know, like one that's going to force you to dance and move your jiggly bits.
My girlfriend is now taking a class with one of her friends that's some cardio... dance, Taibo, something. And literally, there's segments.
Nia, right?
Huh?
Nia?
Nia.
That's what you just said. Cardio, dance, Taibo. It's Nia.
No, it's not called Nemo.
Nia.
Nia. But it's something of that. Like, it's something of that. And literally, there's segments of it that is club dance.
Huh.
Where, you know, you shake your butt for, like, this. Like, she's literally like, we do slutty dance club.
Right. Put your hand on the floor and shake
your
butt. Yeah,
like
right.
Just for like weird little segments of the thing. I was like, that's hilarious. And
right.
I mean, because I'm not a big group fitness person.
In
the fitness realm, the fact that I have a person that I work out with on a regular basis is mind-boggling to me.
And me.
Yeah. Well, the other day when I went and worked out at the UFC gym by myself, it was so weird doing it by myself.
Huh.
And I had like my headphones on and it was really interesting to go back to what I was normally used to because I got used to working out with Jared.
Right.
And so
yeah,
it was an odd concept. But so I think that the group fitness classes, at least to me, I might start taking them more in the sense of a mental relaxation. And it's kind of the same with like a boxing. Boxing to me, I get rid of my frustration.
Right.
You can do boxing and not have it mental at all. You can just do the motions.
Right,
but
you're not going to
get
a good workout.
Yeah, I get out my frustrations. It de-stresses me. I kind of can zone out, do my thing, and move on. And that's kind of what I think like a cardio kickboxing class,
right,
those kind of things. Yoga. I even see Pilates being real like mellow and, you know, just kind of whole body, zone yourself
right
out.
Because, I mean, for me, those kind of classes, like the... Because if fitness doesn't relate over to your actual life, there's no point.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so I always make sure I mention that. It's like, for me, every exercise starts in the breath. We always start breathing because, I mean, try an exercise with your breath held for a minute.
Weird.
You're going to pass out. I mean, like, try sprint. Take a deep breath and sprint.
Oh,
see how far you get.
The funniest thing was when I first started working out with Jared, I had to remind him to breathe. And that was for, like, doing chest press.
Right.
It's like, he would get red in the face, and I was like, it helps if you breathe.
Right.
I was like, you probably should start breathing. And I'd, like, have to tell
right
him to breathe.
Well, because some people have this idea, it's called a Valsalva maneuver. You take a deep breath, hold it, and like, push without breathing, yeah. and somehow it creates, you know, intramuscular pressure, blah, 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 and it's going to blow an artery.
And but, well, yeah, it's the craziest concept to hold your breath and
push. Yeah.
Push. It's funny, and I know that this, we sometimes, I try not to go completely sexual, but I was reading an article about sex the other day, and it was telling guys, it was in Men's Health, that the way to last longer is to not hold your breath.
Right.
And if you just breathe. Keep a constant in and out. But like exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale. Just relax in it. You'll right. last longer because it's the faster of breath or the holding of it that makes it so that you climax faster.
Huh. Like, I would say from, like, from a like a muscular standpoint, like the lactic acid builds up. Just kind of what's happening down there.
Yeah, but it was everything else builds concept.
Up, and then you like when you cramp or when you get that burn. I mean, that, I could see the same idea. Uh-huh. So interesting.
So yeah, if you keep a nice, relaxed breathing while having sex, you'll last longer.
There it is.
Fun little fact of the day.
Yeah. So some effects that you could get from classes, just to, as a heads up. So yoga, Pilates, a little relaxation, total body awareness.
Yeah.
Would be a good way to go. Zumba, and strippers.
Stripper aerobic. I would almost say you'd get maybe more comfortable in yeah. your skin.
More comfortable. You get a little more outgoing,
and
et cetera,
the thing
et cetera.
That's nice about those classes is usually there's somebody that's there that's dorkier than you.
Absolutely.
So you automatically, the first class, you're going to feel way out of place.
Guaranteed.
You just need to get comfortable with it. It's kind of like getting into a pool. The first 30 seconds of it, it's going to be cold, it's weird.
Right.
Then after 30 seconds, you're fine, you're ready to swim, let's play Marco Polo.
Right. Nia, that's going to be a more spiritual slash body connection slash, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a halfway house between yoga and Zumba.
Okay.
If you have one of those. And then step, that one will get you older.
Older?
Because only old people take step.
Step is...
It's pretty much dance on a step. Like, on a step. I don't like step, personally.
Step is that one class that I've yet to be sold on.
Right.
Every other class, I can make a conscious, okay, that's...
That's what that's for.
That's what that's for. Or, you know, even cardio kickboxing, which I personally kind of despise because I like boxing.
Right.
It at least can get women more comfortable or makes them feel more intense, uh-huh. maybe de-stresses them less, because boxing is kind of really intimidating.
Right.
Especially since it's a guy-dominated aspect.
Absolutely.
That a cardio kickboxing would maybe help de-stress a woman.
Right.
And stuff like
or
that.
Or like a combat class
a
or
combat
whatever.
Combat class.
I mean, those can help.
One like that combo class that you were talking about.
Love
that
it.
Would probably be great for a woman.
And I think it's great for guys. Like,
yeah,
honestly,
anybody.
It's a good class.
And the one thing, I know I stress this often.
Don't put 5 pound weights in your hands.
Don't put 5 pound weights in your hands, first off. But then second off, this is, if you are learning, quote unquote, learning defensive things in a fitness realm, it doesn't mean that you can then defend yourself
right.
in case of something.
You're,
I just want that to be stressed.
Yeah, no, you're just learning it, what the best way I've heard it is that we're taking the principles of combat and making it a fitness class.
Yeah.
So the idea is fitness. You might learn a stance that is similar to, or maybe the exact same stance as something that's in the martial arts. But just because you know that stance and have thrown a punch from that stance doesn't mean you're A, throwing the punch correctly, or B, throwing the punch so that it'll actually cause damage.
Yeah.
Because even if you're throwing it correctly, doesn't necessarily mean that you've actually know how to fight someone.
Oh, I mean, the perfect
example,
yeah.
Bruce Lee. Boards don't hit back.
Oh, yeah.
Neither do you in the mirror.
For sure. I mean, the funniest thing is I was boxing at the gym the other day for the first time, the UFC one, when I was trying it out.
Right.
That bat, I'm sure anybody watching me was like, this guy's an idiot, because I wasn't causing damage with my punches because I haven't boxed well. Like, I haven't really done a boxing workout
uh-huh.
in probably 6 months. So I was just tapping the back, just getting the extensions, getting the
right.
form, getting all that stuff. I wasn't causing really any damage that if the bag was a person, nobody was going to get, like, hurt.
Right. You're just working on
the form and technique.
Yeah. Which, in my mind,
and I'm sore from already,
is the pinnacle of everything.
Yeah.
You don't know the form and technique. You can't add power. You can't add explosiveness. You can't add weight. You can't add strength.
And that was the one thing that I met the FBI agent from, was that he commented on my technique. Uh-huh. Like, that's what got our conversation started. I met this FBI agent guy, and he wants me to start doing weird stuff. Not weird stuff, but that sounded way
that sounded awkward. Like, but like, you're gonna do an undercover like, prostitution yeah. sting.
He wants to, like, train me in, like, ground stuff and stuff like
that's
that.
That's cool.
So he wants to, like, teach me, like, how cops do their...
Ooh, like Krav Maga?
Like, because there's a class at the UFC gym that they have to hide. Like, right. They literally put boards up so that nobody can see the class, and it's for cops. And his friend teaches the class. And he said that if I wanted to, he would teach me some of the stuff from the class if we, like, run around, like, if I run into him at the gym next time. I was like, sweet.
That means I get to learn it when you come home.
Yes.
So, I think out of this, it's just find that thing in your life that's going to, I mean, it always comes back to this, is, as far as motivation goes, find that thing in your life that's going to motivate you, or that end goal, like, what kind of person do you want to be in the end, and how can fitness help you get there?
Yeah.
So
not everybody wants a six-pack.
Not everyone wants a six-pack.
I think everybody wants to feel comfortable in their body.
Absolutely.
If that means that getting the six-pack is what's going to make you feel comfortable, then right. Let's go for the six-pack. But if that just means that you want to lose 20 pounds, let's then see what we can do to help you build confidence and lose 20 pounds.
No, I mean, not even that. Like, think about what kind of lifestyle do you want to lead, and... What I mean, don't even think about the obstacles in the way. Don't think about how you're going to get there. Think about, this is the kind of person I want to be. And then think, if I was that person now, what kind of confidence would I have? What kind of zen-like would I have? And then follow action and let fitness fall into place. So you might be, the kind of person I want to be takes strip aerobics. The kind of person I want to be runs marathons. Whatever it is. And even if you haven't moved yet, even if you are still sitting on your couch, start moving towards that direction.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, I've been in the fitness realm. I feel like we kind of help people physically and mentally.
Absolutely.
It's kind of a weird psychological aspect to our job as well.
Absolutely.
And a friend of ours, she was homeschooled her whole life.
Okay.
And she didn't really learn a lot of... mental aspects of life.
That's
probably the nicest way of saying it. Didn't really know who she was. Didn't know, like, what her real personality was. She just kind of chameleoned herself.
Yeah,
whenever she was with people, she just kind of... She always agreed with you. I don't know if she ever really agreed with people.
The only time she would not agree with you is say, oh, no, I've had enough to drink. F you! Yeah. Drink more!
She was a big drinker because that was the, I think, the one time that she really could find herself. Was
right.
In
by being, drinking. By being out of control, yeah. She felt in control.
Yeah.
The one and which has perpetuated into today still.
Yeah. And whatnot. But the one thing I remember telling her was, you do something, find who you want to be. And if that's that, you know, I want to be, I've known a lot of people that took marathon running.
Right.
I think that I like the body that they have. I like the physical, the mental, just commitment to it, the endurance they have mentally and physically. I should start running. I didn't even go in the physical realm with her because I knew that that was too much for her.
Right.
I just told her to watch movies and find characters that she liked and figure out what she liked about that character and then what trait that was, and then work on that.
It's the
same concept with a class.
I mean, even beyond that, going like on that same realm, it's finding mentors and finding role models that will help you out. I mean, a lot of people, I disagree with a lot of the things that go on the Biggest Loser TV show.
Yeah.
But a lot of people find motivation and mentorship through that show. They see people who are of the same health capacity as they are, or worse, and they are getting fit, and they are getting six packs, and they are leading a great life. Their diabetes is dropping off. They're not taking their medications,
yeah.
And they're getting that motivation and that kind of what you were saying with the characters. They're finding characters to follow, and so I even though I don't agree with the method, the end result is good.
Always works, yeah.
Not always,
it's a good find somebody, a mentor, and if it's real or fake.
Yeah, I mean, I get a lot of my stuff from books. I love reading. I mean,
I'm a movie person, so that's where, you know, I watch a movie and I go, oh, wow, I like that person, how they confound. I mean, yes, I understand that it was written and it's perfect setting and it blah, was blah, made blah. The way that we were supposed to. But I like the wit of that person. I like the logic of that person. I like the this of that person. So
and you combine them and try and reach the. I mean, in my mind, you like. I like creating a mental image of where I want to be or what kind of person, if I could just snap my fingers, make me who I wanted to be, and just always figure, if I ever have come to push comes to shove, I always say, all right, the perfect Keon, what is he going to do?
Yeah.
What would he do in this situation? Oh, there it is.
It's the, yeah. I feel like we've kind of gone on a mental tangent, but which, it's fine.
Because, like you were saying, fitness and mental fortitude and mental strength are not separate.
Yeah, go hand in hand.
Right.
If you don't have the mentalness, you're not going to then do the work.
Right. So. I mean, it's like what we were talking about yesterday with the fake sugar. Your brain knows the difference.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're not fully mentally committed to your fitness, you're physically not going to get committed, and you're going to end up eating Haagen-Dazs, watching Gilmore Girls reruns
Gilmore on Girls your couch. Is great.
I've never seen the show.
Oh, Gilmore Girls is hilarious. But, yeah. Kind of something that, I mean, just to kind of wrap it up, I did this in my, I feel like my life has really turned around in the last couple of months.
Okay.
Just like has gone a lot better, kind of figured out stuff. And it's because when I make decisions, I first am aware of the decision. Like, this is going to be a decision I need to make.
Right.
I then don't make the decision on what I am, where I'm at that day. It's where I want to be.
Right.
It's kind of that, okay, I feel like, perfect example, should I go to Disneyland this weekend? There's right. no reason for me. But I am looking to save money. I'm looking to do this, this, and this in the future. I have a job. I shouldn't go.
Right.
Instead of the, oh, it'll be fun. Let's go. There's this and this and this. I want to have X, Y, and Z. To get to that, I probably shouldn't do this.
It, I mean.
Or I should break up with this girl.
Right. The two things, I mean, that you're really pointing out is the short-term benefits for long-term
yeah.
or versus long-term benefits, and then the carrot and the stick, which is yeah. my favorite analogy. You have the carrot, which is pleasure, stick, which is pain. So the carrot of Disneyland is that it's, hey, short-term pleasure. Stick is, I lose my job, I break up with my girlfriend, and I'm now homeless.
Yeah.
So stick is much bigger than the carrot.
Yes.
So I think that's...
So kind of find yeah. that thing that... is going to help you, the class maybe, or even just the workout, maybe a personal trainer that's going to encourage you, be that stick to help you hit your long-term goal.
Carrot. I think
carrot.
Because stick, I mean, we're much more motivated by, I think, carrots than sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. That will do it for us today.
If you have any questions or comments or you want us to talk about a topic, email us at podcast@truthfitnessacademy.com or on our Facebook pages, you can talk to us.
Yep. That should, I think, yeah.
That should
take
do
us
it.
Out, T.
I will leave you with Tybo.
Tybo. Excellent. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon, evening, or night. Or morning, perhaps.
Go big or go home.
Yep. Go Niners. Peace. In the bathroom mirror. I'm a man with his pick of girls. Oh, I'm a nice one of grease in his pillow. Oh, I'm a name he don't want to know. Twists as he can, babe, in temptation. Maybe he'll love you when he's had his fill.